Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
It is graduation season, and been invited to a couple of graduation parties for by the parents of some kids of some friends, and it is that time of the year now. My son and daughter are not graduating from high school and college until next year, so that'll be fun. But it's also been the 30th anniversary of my high school graduation. Now, I went to high school in Hawaii, and I went to a private school, and this year the reunion party was virtual, which was a whole freaking disaster, because what they did is they pre-recorded a bunch of things, which is fine. And I guess they didn't, people didn't want to travel, or the restrictions in Hawaii were too weird, or it was too unknown when they were trying to plan all this, so they just assumed it would be better to do a virtual event, which is funny because I am starting to hear about physical events now, although at least my day job is not doing any physical events, at least in the United States. So I think things are still going to be a little bit weird, but it's also you're hearing about things like the NFL kind of planning for, we're going to have full capacity stadiums this year, which is kind of exciting because it's funny looking at the games, or watching some of the games from the season. It's weird seeing empty stadiums. Sparsely populated stadiums. It's just kind of a weird thing. But anyway, as I say, this is my 30th high school reunion, and the disaster was supposedly they had organized parties for the different classes. Now our class was, our class was not that big and also not that close if you get right down to it. So, they send out these emails, but they say, oh, contact your class agent. Well, I have no idea who my class agent is because that's kind of the whole point of doing, coming to a reunion is that you get to see people that you haven't seen. So I have no idea who my agent is. So they could have sent something. And now, of course, it turns out that it had something else to do because we ended up doing something for my wife's birthday on that evening anyway. So since I had nothing, I knew that day had come up on the calendar, but didn't know what was going to happen and when. Just like, okay, forget it. I'll deal with people that are actually here because I spent a lot of time on Zoom anyway. But the virtual reunion was a virtual failure. I do actually feel sorry for kids graduating this year, because the fact that the school year has been, mostly virtual, although I think in some places they may have gone back or whatever. And at least now they're talking, I think they are actually having official graduations or something. That wasn't, certainly the previous year, kids got really screwed because of course everybody was locked down and there wasn't much. So if you graduated the previous year, you got robbed of all of that stuff. This year, you were mostly robbed of that. So I guess I can be thankful that, assuming everything goes in the right direction, that my kids will have a normal school year, and have a normal graduation and, actually see people in person. Cause I don't know, I've been, this is weird for me. I have been home, this is the longest I've been home in 25 years. I have not left the state of Washington. I have barely left the region. In fact, I haven't even left the region. I've gone up to Bellevue or Redmond. That's about as far as I've gone. The first time I saw somebody from that I actually work with, I did that like last week, and that's the first time I've done that in forever. It's like, okay, it was just like one person, right? So it wasn't like seeing like a whole team or, like the people that I work with, that I actually work with on a regular basis. This just happened to be somebody that was local. Most of my team is in Israel or you got one guy in Switzerland, and there's a lot of people that I work with elsewhere too. But, the local teams, I don't see as often, I don't see that as often, but I haven't seen anybody other than Zoom. And it's like, we need to get together again. And I'm really kind of looking forward to, I don't know. Well, first of all, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing more faces when I go out, because people are not wearing masks as much because the guidance has changed. At least in some places. Other places, they haven't. You still see people wearing masks, and I've had my shots. I'm definitely not contagious in any way, shape, or form. And honestly, the masks really, I'm just kind of done with masks. I'm never really a fan of masks anyway, but this has been what we've had to do to exist in the real world. But honestly, all that stuff has just kind of made me not want to be in the real world. So I'll stay home. Thank you very much. If I've got to go wear a mask every time I go somewhere. No thanks. So I think people miss being together, right? You can do a lot over Zoom. And by the way, I think that's, in some cases, been helpful to just sort of open people's eyes and realize that it's possible to do that. But I think everybody's like, okay, I'm done with it. The novelty of this is worn off. And yes, it's nice to know we can do it, but let's get back together. And that's kind of what I'm missing. And I don't know, hopefully at some point I can go to one of these, go to an actual reunion of sorts and actually see classmates or see, you know, I don't know, just even be able to go to my office and actually see people I work with and, you know, just see, you know, I don't know, just interact with people that's, you know, outside of my immediate family, outside of my, be out in the world again. The things aren't as scary as people make them out to be. And we're entering the summer period here in the Northern Hemisphere. Let's get outside in the fresh air. We definitely need more of that. That's only going to make you more healthy. I'm going to still do that. I still go out for a run every day. That hasn't changed, but it started with graduations and ended up talking about masks and we need to throw our masks off and we need to get back together. I think that's the topic for this one.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.